Joe Malosh graduated from Cherry Hill West High School in New Jersey in 1989. His summertime reading list as a student included The Scarlet Pimpernel and 1984. Today, Mr. Malosh is the principal of Cherry Hill West. His school summer reading list still includes those two books and 13 others. This summer, Principal Malosh decided to read the books, and he's been joining classes to talk about it ever since. Joseph Malosh joins us from his office. Thanks very much for being with us, Principal Malosh.
Thank you for having me.
And what set off this reading frenzy on your part?
This is my second year as the principal here at High School West. For this past summer, we had changed some of the books and dramatically changed what the expectations were for the kids. After we made these changes and distributed everything to the kids, I decided that in order for it to have credibility, I needed to go through and read these books. Some of them were rereads for me. Some of them were brand new. I'd never read them before.
And could you have a good summer despite all that required reading? I mean, that's the complaint you get from parents these days. You've got my kid working 12 hours a day.
That's right. Actually, I did.
So how were, like, The Scarlet Pimpernel or 1984 the second time around?
I have to tell you, The Scarlet Pimpernel I really enjoyed. 1984 was interesting to reread again so many years later. I did not enjoy it as much the second time. One of the discussions we had in class, you know, as we compared 1984 to Brave New World, the kids' perspective, it was very similar to what I remember, you know, my own classes when we read those books back in high school.
What books were new to you?
I'd never read The Good Earth before by Pearl Buck.
Yeah.
And I'd never read One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ken Kesey.
That's right. I'd seen the movie, but I'd never read the book. And I really enjoyed the book. I think it will stick with me definitely, you know, longer than those images from the film. And the other one, which was interesting to talk with kids about, that, you know, most people have seen the movie, is The Natural. Mm-hmm. You know, while the edition that I read...
This is Bernard Malamud's novel.
That's right. You know, and while the additional book that I have has Robert Redford on the front, all of us know that the book is much different than the movie, which was a very interesting discussion point. You know, I don't think it's necessarily the age of the book. I do think that, you know, with some contemporary literature that we can draw things out of kids, but I think some of the books, you know, held up with the kids. One of the ones that I found very interesting from the kids' perspective was One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, because the kids were really drawn to that book. And some of the kids likened it to watching the TV show 24, you know, or to some of the movies that they've seen now. But that was one that really struck me, that, you know, here's this book and the story that it's about and, you know, how long ago it came out. But the kids really enjoyed reading it. The kids are passionate. If the kids know that you're interested and truly care about what they're doing and that you've gone through it, I really think this was a great example for some of them that actually went through and read the books. They want to talk about it. They want to share their ideas. They want their own thoughts to be validated.
Mr. Malosh, thanks very much.
Scott, I really appreciate it. It's nice to speak with you.
Joseph Malosh, principal of Cherry Hill West High School in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. This is NPR News.